Okay, so at least for now, on page 38, Zion. So last time we talked about that there's an issue derabanan that a person should not carry objects out close to Shabbos, right before Ben, because we're scared maybe you'll just keep on walking and you'll forget about that you're carrying something and then you'll be over an issue deraisa of carrying. So sort of like connected with that, Zion, mitzvah the mashmesh adam b'keilov, Be'er Shabbos, a person should check their pockets. Kalev doesn't mean like a cleat, like a utensil. Sometimes it means clothing. Check your pockets. Er Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha, before sunset. Why? Shema Yebaham Dover Sha'asu L'Aseis Bo B'Shabbos. Because maybe there's something there that you're not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. The Mishnah brings down two reasons. Either dovetailing the halacha we learned before, you have something in your pocket. So even if it's, a handkerchief, right? Again, we're talking about there's no way, right? Walking outside, and then you'll be over the sort of carrying on Shabbos. The second thing, so then you'll say, yeah, how about if there's an eruv, right? So then the Mishnah Berurah brings down another reason. That's the first reason. Maybe you're saying the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Oh, Shema Yesh Bo Dover Muksa V'Yataltan Berurah Shabbos. Or maybe you have something muksa. You have a pen in your pocket. We'll talk about that, whether you should put a pen in your pocket even during the week. It's a Shabbos. We'll leave that. But maybe you have something muksa. That doesn't help you if there's an eruv, right? So according to reason number two, so it doesn't make a difference whether there's an eruv or not an eruv. You have to check your pockets. Make sure there's nothing in your pockets. Right? Make sure there's not a pen in your pocket. But... again, that we say in B'mem Malikim, right? The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply if it's Shabbos itself and you're going outside the Erev. That's another possibility. Like here, I don't know. I have to walk pretty far. You have to walk to the valley to... But on Shabbos, you'd have to check your pockets. Maybe you got either a handkerchief in there, or maybe you got, muksa would also apply even before Shabbos. Let's say you switch clothes. Let's say you switch suits or something like that. So again, you have to check them. Very important halacha. So make sure you check your pockets. You never know. Okay, so that brings us to Reish Nun Gimel. Din kira v'tanur liten alav k'deos b'erev Shabbos. Putting food into an oven before Shabbos. We'll talk about the difference between a kira and a tanur in a second, or in somewhere. Now, first, the Mishnah Berurah, you have to get nervous when you see the Chofetz Chaim has an introduction to a siman. It automatically gets you nervous. And especially like in this siman, when there's a long introduction. I mean, for the Mishnah Berurah, a long introduction. So basically, to make it quick, if there is such a thing, in these halachas, now we're going to start touching on the halachas of cooking on Shabbos, bishul. So we have to realize, the Mishnah Berurah says, there's two different terms. We have shehiya and chazara. Shehiya means to wait, to let it sit. So in other words, that there is a issur derabanan, which we'll talk about, how does that work exactly, that even to put food onto an oven before Shabbos. And you're going to let, today we know it as slow cooking, crock pot cooking. A lot of people do it even during the week. And the idea is you put the food into motion, right, that it will cook into Shabbos. Be cooking on Shabbos. So what's wrong with that? Doesn't seem to be a problem, especially in light of the halakhas we were learning in last week, and that is you can put things into motion before Shabbos. Answer is no. Chazal were scared. Shema yechata. Maybe you'll play with the fire, you'll increase the fire, you'll do something to the fire, and then you're over Havara. Yeah, okay, hold on. We're not going to get into that right now. Does that apply today with gas? Obviously it could. You know, with gas, turn the gas up, turn the gas down. We'll discuss that. The other term is chazara. Chazara is, again, very important to remember, so you're not allowed to put food on a fire on Erev Shabbos, lest you might come to mess around with the fire on Shabbos to make the food cook better. So it gets cooked more efficiently. Let's put it that way. So then, again, you can't put the food on the fire before Shabbos. And you say, but we do that. Answer is you have to do it within halakhically permissible parameters. There's ways to do it. We'll talk about that. The second term is chazara. Chazara is, as you probably figured out, returning. meaning you had the food on the fire in the permissible way, and the way that we'll learn about, the way you're allowed to leave the stuff on the fire on Shabbos. And then, took it off the fire. You want to return the pot on Shabbos. There's another case also, but let's just use a simple case. You want to return the food onto the fire on Shabbos. Now, again, anybody learning yeshiva knows that I wasn't one of them. I just want to make that clear. But in almost any yeshiva, there's notorious cholin thieves who somehow get into the kitchen, which everybody knows how to, on Friday night, and they take some cholent, and then they put it back on the fire. Or it could be, whatever time of the day, right? So again, they have to cover their tracks, and they have to put it back on the fire. So how can you put it back on the fire? Again, you have the same problem. Are you cooking, right? You're cooking on Shabbos. Answer is, if you do it the right way, again, we'll see how you do that, but there's certain ways to do it, so therefore it's considered one long cooking. It's not considered like you're cooking anew, and therefore it'd be okay. But again, there are halachic parameters which we will discuss. Now, we'll see, in these cases, there's the shehiyah, slow cooking, chazara, returning the food onto the fire. But there's also another other terms also, and that is grufa v'katuma. In other words, that in cases that you are allowed to put the food on the fire, or return the food on the fire, so in certain cases, the fire, again, what's the problem? The problem is we're scared you're going to play around with the fire. You're going to fix the fire. You're going to alter the fire. You're going to do something to the fire. So therefore, we'll see in certain cases, the fire has to be garuf or katum. Garuf means that you scraped out, you removed the coals. So in other words, again, think in those days, not like the ovens we have today, even though we'll have similar concepts. In other words, you had coals, let's say in a barbecue or whatever it is, so you had to take out the coals. You had to scrape out the coals. You had to drag out the coals, whatever word I'm looking for. That's a garuf. Katsa means you covered the coals. You covered the coals. We'll see why that will help. That you cover the coals. It diminishes the intensity of the fire. Yeah, we'll talk about this. Yeah, if you have a blech like we have, a metal blech, why does that lessen the intensity of the fire? We'll talk about that. And also, it will prevent you from playing with the fire because there's a covering. So you won't play with the fire. Yeah, we'll talk about, so then based upon that, not only cover the fire, but let's say with us, with gas or electric, should you cover the knobs? We'll get to that. Merit Seshon Blin Nether. But in other words, that's the idea. One of the ideas is, and that's what we call blech. Blech, again, is a thin sheet, and it covers the fire. And again, that's originally the idea behind having what we call blech, because it covers the fire, and then again, leave the knobs out of it, leave the modern technology out of it. But again, the original idea for millennium was, you have a fire, the fire is burning, you have food on there, so maybe you'll stir the coals, maybe you'll do something to the coals, you'll bellows the coals, something to the coals, you won't. Why? Because there's a covering on it. It serves as a reminder, don't mess around with the coals. So that would be a common situation where either shehiyah, slow cooking, or chazara, returning the stuff onto the fire, those ideas, garfa katum, especially katum, would come into play. Okay, so Amir Tashem, in the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about these halachas about cooking, slow cooking, return cooking, and all those types of things on Shabbos.